I want to speak for a moment or two to the boys and girls, and I'm going to show you a very famous person. He's world famous. He's a superstar, and I want you to try and guess who this superstar is. You ready? If we're working, here he comes. There he is. Any of the boys and girls know who that is? We're all very shy. Well, it's Mickey Mouse, of course, and he's known and loved the world over. I'm going to show you another slide. Another mouse, another different kind of mouse. Then if any young children here, you might want to hold your mummy's hand. You know maybe what's coming next, and not that you'll be frightened, but your mum might be frightened. There's another kind of mouse I want us to think about. That wee fella there. And that causes many women and many men to stand up in chairs or stand up on tables and shout and shriek, "Ah, a mouse!" Now, they're very lovable looking wee creatures in their own place, but they can't come into your home, or if they do come into your home, they can bring germs and they can bring things that are... So when they come into the house, we'll have to get rid of them. Sometimes, up in the loft of the house, we find something like this, a nest full of mice. Now, if they come into the house, they're going to bring disease with them, and you've got to get rid of them. So this is what we do. We set a trap for them, a bait. They like cheese. So we put the mouse trap, and we have it all triggered, ready to go, and the mouse comes. And as soon as he starts to nibble at the cheese, whang, bang, humanely, he's put to death. And then you have to set the trap to get the rest of his brothers and sisters. Now, there's a bait that tempts the mouse and it destroys him. Here's something that the devil brings: money. And the devil sets a trap to make people want to get money, and they get more money, and they get more money, and it can destroy them. Here's what the Bible says: "For the love of money is the root of all evil." Now, it doesn't say money's the root of all evil. We need money. We need money to buy things. We need money for a whole lot of different things. We can't live without money. Money's not the problem, it's the love of money, it's the root of all evil. And it's a terrible thing when a people make money their God. And so many people do. But it's a trap of the devil. He wants us to think that all the happiness in the world and all you ever need in the world, it's money, and money can buy you anything. It can destroy you. Oh, look at that. As the mouse went for the cheese and bang, he's killed. When a man lives for money, the love of money is the root of all evil. And there's some people thieve for money and do all sorts of things to get money, and that destroys them that way. But even here's a businessman, and all he wants is to get more money, to build bigger houses and to get more, a better car and all the rest of it. And you know, it can destroy him eternally. Here's what the Bible says about money. In fact, it's the words of the Lord Jesus Christ when he said, "Take heed and beware of covetousness." That's desiring things, especially money and things of riches. "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of things that he possesses." Life's not about things. Life's about God. Life's about God's glory. Life's about salvation. Life's about living for King Jesus. So take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of things he possesses. And so we come back to Scripture. And Scripture tells us the truths that we need to know. Seek first, not money. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things will be added to you. God knows that we need money to buy clothes, to buy food, to get things to survive. But if we seek first the kingdom of God, if we give our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ and live for his righteousness, God knows what we need. And all of these things will be added to us. So will you remember? Money is the root. No, the love of money is the root of all evil. It can destroy your soul forever. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.